So we've talked a lot about what could go right for the Rams in 2022. What exactly could go wrong? That's next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast, your team every single day, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Travis Rogers. Not only am I the host of Locked On Rams, but I also host the Rams pregame and postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN 710. I've been doing that since the Rams came back in 2016. Also host the Travis and Sliwa show on ESPN 710, 10 A to 1 P. So you can check that out as well if you're here in the Los Angeles area. Okay, I want to talk about something that can go wrong on the defensive side of the ball. I want to talk about a couple of different things that I think are some potential soft spots on the offense as the Rams go about defending their Super Bowl championship. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Travis Rogers. And of course, we've got our Locked On Rams YouTube channel that you should subscribe to, and you should click that subscribe button in your podcast feed as well, so you got it covered every single which way. Okay, so let's start with, look, we've talked about what the Rams did in the draft. We've talked about what they've done in free agency. We've talked about the things that I think are really exciting about the team that's coming up. We talked about the videos that they put together and the acquisitions that they've made, some of the players that have left the team this offseason and at the end of last season. Most of them, I think, have kind of pushed the Rams in a direction to where they're going to be very, very competitive. I think they're the favorites to win their division. I think that they are going to be one of the teams fighting for a top seed in the NFC, and I would not be surprised at all if they made another deep playoff run and maybe even beyond that. Anything beyond a game or two in the playoffs, of course, you got to get a little lucky along the way. But what's the opposite of getting a little lucky? Getting a little unlucky, right? And I think that's something that I want to talk about today. Let's start with this. I think that I mentioned this when it happened. I've mentioned this a couple of different times over the course of the last, you know, several months. Andrew Whitworth leaving this team, Andrew Whitworth retiring from the NFL, is a big deal. It is a very big deal, not just because he's the left tackle of your team, not just because he's somebody that was a very skilled football player, but everything we've talked about with him when it comes to leadership, when it comes to setting the right example, when it comes to making sure that the other guys in your organization are doing things the right way. If a guy that's a borderline Hall of Famer is doing it the right way, then you better damn well bet that everybody else needs to fall in line as well. So that's a part of it. I think just as large a part of it is the football part, right? Because look, Joe Noteboom, who's going to get the first crack at being the left tackle, and I shouldn't even put it like that. He's going to be their left tackle unless something really strange happens. Joe Noteboom is going to be the left tackle of the 2022 Los Angeles Rams. But there is no guarantee that he's going to play at a particularly high level. I think the odds are pretty good. But again, we're talking some worst-case scenarios here. So let's say that if Andrew Whitworth was a B-plus, A-minus left tackle, what if you get B-minus, C-plus? Okay, not great, but maybe not a fatal blow. Although at that position, you'd probably want a little bit more than that. Let's go a little bit further down the line. Let's slide to the right, right? You had Austin Corbett, who'd been holding down that right guard spot for the last couple of years and doing it very, very well. He left. He goes to the Carolina Panthers, which means you've got a little bit of an audition for that right guard spot. You know that Bobby Evans probably has an eye on it. You know that Logan Bruss, their first pick that they made, probably has a very good chance to get that job. We've talked a lot about Coleman Shelton, a player that the Rams extended this last offseason, gave him a multiple-year deal. Maybe he's got a chance to do that. And maybe whoever doesn't get it, they got a little line depth there. Here's the rub, though. This is something that is not totally out of the question. What if both the left tackle and the right guard slip? You're talking about trying to replace 40% of your offensive line, right? You got a new left tackle. I know he's been around. You got a new right guard. Maybe it's somebody that's been around. Maybe it's a rookie. But if both of those guys underperform, if both of those guys give you less, and I'm not saying they have to be terrible, I'm just saying not great, right? All of a sudden, a unit on your team that functioned pretty darn well throughout most of last season and functioned particularly well in the postseason, now you're chasing that a little bit along the way. You're talking about less time for Matthew Stafford to set up. You're talking about him maybe taking some extra hits. You're talking about potentially there being an increased risk of injury. You're talking about a running game that maybe can't quite get going the way that it needs to, so you can set up your passing game and everything that comes along with being a team that can is multifaceted, right? You hear Sean McVay say it all the time. We want to be multiple in what we do. We want to be multifaceted. Sure, right? Why not, right? Of course you do. But if the offensive line isn't quite where it needs to be, all of those other things take a little bit of a step back. That's one of those things that when you look at, if you are a fan of the San Francisco 49ers or the Green Bay Packers or Tampa or Arizona or any of the NFC teams that you think you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl and you know that you're going to need to go through the Rams at some point to have that happen, these are the things that you're looking at. What if their O-line is just, 15% worse than it was last year? They're changing out two of three guys, one of them the left tackle, one of them the unquestioned leader of their team. It's not nothing. It may not be the thing that determines you going to the playoffs or not, but it may be the thing that determines whether or not you're a 10-win team, whether you're a 12-win team, a 13-win team, whether or not you can get that hard yard in a big playoff moment or late in the season or a division game. These are the little things that add up to make the difference between a very successful season and just an okay season, or an okay season and not a successful season. The margins are very, very small, and I think that's one of the places that if you're looking at a team to see how they look compared to last year, that's the first place I'm starting on that offensive line. Two of those five guys are brand new guys. Even if one of them or even potentially two of them are on the team, it's very different being a starter, right? You hear NBA coaches talk about this all the time. Going from an assistant to a head coach, you're just sliding over one seat. It's a difference of 12 inches. It's night and day. Being a backup and getting through a game or two is different than, hey, I need you to go out there every day and set the tone and make sure you got the guy's blind side. I need you to be the guy right next to the center, making sure you're picking up the right coverages, right blocking schemes, and make sure that Matthew Stafford doesn't get smoked. It's different. It's a very different dynamic. And I think that's where I'm going to start looking. So let's go to another offensive position that maybe isn't quite what it was a year ago. Again, we're talking worst case scenarios. Hopefully none of this stuff comes true, but something to keep an eye on. That's coming up next. So I mentioned this the other day, right? Birthday cake puffs from Built Bar. We got a box of them delivered to the house the other day. My kids were freaking out. They absolutely loved them. I didn't even have to tell them all the good stuff. They just thought that they taste great. They were like, can I take some more of these? Sure, knock yourself out, because it's an incredibly good choice, right? It's a great little snack for your kids, for me in particular, right? 130 calories, 16 grams of protein, only 9 grams of sugar, and it tastes great. This is what Built Bar does. You snack, I snack, we all snack, right? And sometimes you make bad choices, but when you make those good choices, doesn't everything feel a little bit better after that? Built Bar is that great choice for you. Go to built.com right now to get those birthday cake puffs right now. It's a limited time only flavor. I'm a coconut almond guy. I always like those. I always like to have a few of those around, whether it's in the car, the desk, the backpack, wherever you might go. Instead of making that bad choice, you go to Built Bar. Great taste, fills you up. You feel good about it. You start to look a little bit better. And now you're living your best life. Go to built.com right now. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off of your order. Use that promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, so we are talking about potential problems, the worst case scenarios. We've talked so much about all the things that could go right, right? They get a new wide receiver, they get a new offensive lineman, they go out and go get a new middle linebacker, Bobby Wagner. There's so many places that the Rams have made big moves. But look, we were talking about this on my show the other day, the Travis and Sliwa show, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 710 ESPN. You should check that out. The moves that the Rams made, not just last season, but over the last couple of seasons, they've more or less worked, haven't they? Right? The moves that you've made have really paid dividends, whether it's to go get Von Miller, or whether it's to go get Jalen Ramsey or Dante Fowler or Odell Beckham Jr. or any of the guys that they've said to Matthew Stafford, of course, is probably at the top of that list, making big moves, and they've paid off for the most part, and very few of them have blown up in your face. That doesn't happen very often. If you get about half of them right, you're doing better than average. The Rams got about all of them right, with very few exceptions. And when it didn't work, they moved on from them very quickly. Jared Goff, right? What if just some of the decisions that they made don't turn out to be the way that they've gone previously? And let's bring us to the next one. What about that wide receiver group? We've talked a lot about how the Rams have depth at that position, and they do, and it may continue to get deeper. But again, we're talking potential problems going into the season. Where are some things, the potential areas where, oh, you know, you really didn't see that coming, but in retrospect, you kind of go back, well, what if you would have thought about this in the moment? That's what we're trying to do, come up with some of these what about these in the moments. Let's go to the wide receiver group. I think Cooper Kupp is going to be Cooper Kupp, right? Let's say that he's still the best at the position and has a year similar like he did last year, where he won the triple crown for yards, catches, and touchdowns. But what about the rest of it? Let's say that Van Jefferson all of a sudden doesn't take another step forward. Now, he has through the first couple of years of his career. He's been a little bit better in year two than he was in year one. But what about in year three? Does he continue to move forward, or do you have a little bit of a weaker link at that third spot? Okay, not totally unprecedented. What if Allen Robinson is just okay? Again, unlikely to be true. I think that he's a very, very good player, but who knows, right? That you just, until you know, you don't know. I think he falls right in. I think he picks up right where Robert Woods left off, and the Rams keep cruising for there. But what if it's not? What if the, like we talked about with Andrew Whitworth a second ago, leadership, the heartbeat of the team, the guy that everybody respects and admires and looks to. That's Robert Woods, too. They're losing two of those guys, both on the same side of the ball. If Robert Woods is down the road, he's in Tennessee. Allen Robinson is a little bit less than you think. Now this means that all of a sudden more and more attention goes to Cooper Kupp. And now what do you got? Maybe Odell doesn't sign with the Rams. Now you're a little thinner at that position. After this, we saw what happened in the Super Bowl, okay? Now, we also know that the Rams won the Super Bowl, so take this for what it's worth. But there were very few other options on those last couple of drives at SoFi Stadium in Super Bowl 56. It was Cooper Kupp on two, ready, you know, break. And he was looking for Kupp over and over and over again because Beckham was gone. Van Jefferson really wasn't quite ready for that. And Robert Woods had been hurt for months at that point. So you're down to one guy. Now, maybe for a game or two, you can get away with that. And again, Cincinnati's secondary, not the best secondary in the league. But what if you have to deal with that for a very long time? Who are your other guys that you can go to at this point? You really ready to throw in full speed with Tutu Atwell? You really ready to go into a game knowing that a guy that's never caught a pass in the NFL is going to be a guy that you need to count on week in and week out, series in and series out? I don't love the sound of that. I don't know if that's something I'm really ready for. Ben Skoranek caught a couple of passes in the Super Bowl, did an okay job. You really ready to throw in with him to that degree? Tyler Higbee coming off of an injury. Maybe that kind of play. There are a lot of things that you look at. And again, when you're talking worst case scenarios, this is what we're getting at here, right? This is the sort of thing that can keep you up at night if you're Sean McVay, if you're Les Snead, if you're a diehard Rams fan. While you feel like you have a lot of depth, if all of a sudden one of these pieces, either there's an injury or even not that, because look, injuries are going to happen to everybody. You're going to need the guys to step up, right? The next man up is the mantra of the NFL. But what if Allen Robinson is just quite not what you thought he's going to be? Just not quite what Robert Woods was. Just not quite what Odell Beckham was. And now you got to lean a little more on Van Jefferson. Maybe he's not ready for that. Now you're two guys that are just a little bit off from where you are. Now I don't have to quite worry about them enough. I can run it at Cooper Kupp. All of these things. Now add that up with an offensive line that maybe is a little bit underpowered because you've lost a couple of guys there. The running game isn't quite what you need it to be. These are the things that, unfortunately, consume my thoughts sometimes when it comes to the Rams. Now, both of them probably happening very, very low. One of them, not great, but certainly possible. Now let's go to the other side of the ball and talk about what it might look like if a couple of things on the defensive side of the ball don't go quite according to plan. That's coming up next. Do you like to save time or do you like to save money? How about both, right? I think most of us would say we'd like to save both time and money. That's when Rock Auto comes in, because if you look around the amount of manufacturers, the amount of models, the amount of years, trying to find the parts you need at a chain store, trying to find it at a dealership, good luck with that. RockAuto.com, at home, in your pocket, ready to go to save you money, 30%, 50%, even 100% more from the same part, for the same parts, I should say, from a chain store or a dealership. Honda Odyssey fuel pump, $353 from a chain store, $216 from Rock Auto. You can't beat that. A family-owned business doing it for you for over 20 years, right? Whatever you need, they got it at rockauto.com. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution for your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car, truck, right? Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you over there. That's good for you. That's good for us. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And thanks again for making the Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. My name is Travis Rogers. Click that subscribe button in your podcast feed so you get it every single day. And we can talk about your favorite team, my favorite team, the Los Angeles Rams. Your team every day, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Okay, so a couple of offensive things, right? Maybe the O-line isn't quite where you need it to be. Maybe the wide receiver group isn't quite as deep as we thought it is. No Robert Woods, maybe no Odell. Maybe Allen Robinson isn't quite what you thought you're going to get. These are some of the worst case scenarios that we've been playing out of what it might mean for the Rams. Let's go to the other side of the ball. I think there's two things going on right here that Rams fans, you're going to want to be looking at when you get ready for camp and certainly the early part of the season. Von Miller. I know Von Miller was here for the grand scheme of what, 5 minutes or so, that over the course of the last 6 years, when you think of the Rams, you think of obviously Aaron Donald, you think of Cooper Kupp, you think of Matthew Stafford, even, you know, Jared Goff and Todd Gurley. They were a big part of what they were doing for the last several years. Von Miller was here, for, you know, in and out really quick, but man, oh man, did he make a difference. Just not only by his play, but his presence. He was a guy that I think brought a lot of stability to that team, brought a lot of stability to that locker room, and really allowed other players to kind of, you know, sink into their roles. Not to mention that he freed up Aaron Donald. We talk so much about Aaron Donald freeing up everyone else, which is the number one thing that's happening. But it kind of works the other way, too, that Von Miller is still a really good player. Leonard Floyd is still a really good player, and they allow Aaron Donald to do some things. They did not address that issue in the draft. They have not addressed it to this point in free agency. I mentioned Melvin Ingram on a Locked On Rams podcast not that long ago. I thought he might be an interesting piece to maybe consider bringing in to fill that role on the opposite side. He's going to the Miami Dolphins, so he's not coming here. That's one less guy that you might be able to get your hands on. I think whoever that person is, whether it's Terrell Lewis or whoever it might be, Justin Hollins, whoever, you're going to have to be ready to go at that spot, and it's a lot to ask. I mean, to fill in for somebody like Von Miller is not a small ask. It is a big ask, and whether or not those guys are ready, I don't know. And again, if that person isn't up to snuff, that means that you can pay a little bit more attention to Aaron Donald. You can pay a little bit more attention to Leonard Floyd. Maybe you can start to figure out some things that are going on the segment, because you got just a half a second longer than you thought you might have because Von Miller's coming in. Maybe it's somebody else. I think that that's something to keep an eye on defensively. And here's the second part. And this is something the Rams have desperately tried to address in the draft, something that they tried to address with a trade, going out and getting Troy Hill again, and that's replacing Darius Williams. Darius Williams is not Jalen Ramsey. Okay, very few people are. But Darius Williams was a competent NFL quarterback. I use that word on the podcast a lot because I think that's what that's what you need, right? If you can find a star, great. If you can find your way to a Cooper Kupp or an Aaron Donald or Jalen Ramsey or one of, you know, Bobby Wagner, great. You got a star. Congratulations. You're not going to get 22 stars on the field at any point. If you get two on each side of the ball, you're in a pretty good spot. You get three, you're in a great spot. But that means you're still going to have to fill in some other places with competency. Darius Williams was competent. Darius Williams was a guy that was out there making plays on a pretty regular basis. He wasn't going to lead the league in any categories. He wasn't going to go to a bunch of Pro Bowls. He wasn't going to go and become, you know, the number one free agent target at any given point. But the man could play football. The man was able to do a bunch of things. So the Rams threw a bunch of draft picks at that position. Two corners, two safeties. They go out and they get Troy Hill. I think that's the one that the Rams feel might be the weak link, and they're just trying to plug that hole by playing a numbers game. Now, here's the thing. I know we've talked a lot about this. The Rams have done a really good job of not just finding players, but finding pretty good players later on in the draft. But what did we just talk about a couple of segments ago? You don't bat 1,000. Eventually, you're going to roll, you know, you're going to make four moves, and you're going to go 0 for 4. because the Rams have been going 4-for-4, 4-for-5, 4-for-4, 4-for-5. It doesn't happen like that. Eventually, you're going to get a couple of offers, right? If you're a baseball fan like me, you know, when a guy's getting hot, enjoy it while you are, but you know that, you know, that 0-for-12 stretch is coming. That's just baseball. Same thing with this. You're going to have some moments where, all right, we let Darius Williams go. We couldn't pay him. We decided we're going to go in a different direction. We've got Troy Hill back. Maybe he can't play the way that he used to. And we drafted 3 or 4 guys to try to fill that spot. And maybe they're not up for it. There's a reason they were available in the 5th, 6th, 7th round. All right, well, let's throw Robert Rochelle in there. Let's give David Long a shot. Well, there's a reason they haven't been your starting cornerbacks for a while now. All of these things together bring you to the worst case scenario, right? The offensive line's not quite where it needs to be. The wide receiver depth takes a hit because just a handful of guys just aren't quite what you need them to be. And then the secondary, all of a sudden you're giving up some more big plays. You don't have to go with Jalen because you got a whole bunch of opportunities over here. This is what I'm talking about. These are some of the worst case scenarios. Here's what I would like you to do. I'd like you to forget everything I said and get very positive about this team, because all of those things happening, not a huge percentage of them. One of them, maybe. Couple of them, not totally out of left field. And this is what makes it so much fun. You never, ever know. Every season, a little bit different than the season before, a little bit harder than the season before, especially if you're coming off a Super Bowl championship the way that the Rams are. Thanks again for making us your first listen every single day. Now make Locked On NFL your second listen. The schedule may be dark, but the NFL never stops, and neither does Locked On NFL. Get insights and opinions from hosts, including Ross Jackson, Chris Carter, and Tony Wiggins, plus local Locked On NFL hosts repping all 32 squads. I've been on that a few times. Good show. There's no offseason for real fans, so make sure you're subscribed to Locked On NFL on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.